Homeschool parents, this is a message for you. As a homeschooler, homeschool parents, this is a message.
Our Thinking, Feeling, Willing program is your roadmap to a successful Waldorf homeschool journey. Gain the confidence you need to be the teacher your child wants. Entrants can also add our Thinking, Feeling, Willing program onto your curriculum. What's in the Thinking, Feeling, Willing program? Rhythm, inner work, temperament, the Waldorf curriculum, learning and strengthening your skills in music, circle time, form drawing, handwork, painting, drawing, modeling, festivals, reading, writing, spelling, eurythmy and movement, and our bonus content. Something else you'll get when you join Waldorf Essentials that you will not find anywhere else is the community, and we all need that as homeschoolers.
This is your invitation to fill your cup. We know you're rooting for us. We are rooting for you, too.
Welcome to this week's podcast. So today we're going to talk about working and homeschooling. We're going to talk a little bit about running a business and homeschooling, how that might differ from having a 9-to-5 job or even doing shift work, and then also how to do the most important piece in there, and that is educate your child. So we're going to break this podcast up into two parts. We've got this section here at the beginning that is for everyone, and then we have a private section that is for the members that are in our Candle group. Then you can get where you can get all of the podcasts, the entire piece of that. So if you are interested in that, please check the link down below and join us over in that area as well. So let's talk about working and homeschooling. So I am a mom of five. I have been running Waldorf Essentials and working in some sort of capacity since my child number four was actually, since all of my children were young. Even my older three children, I was working in some capacity when they were young. So when my oldest was six, that's when I really started to do a lot of coaching and consulting. And before that, I was a lactation coach and did some work in midwifery. So I have always, in some capacity, been a mom, somebody who works and a homeschooler at the same time. And of course, as my children grew, this meant that I really had to be paying attention to the content that they needed for homeschooling, as well as my, my commitments to whatever job that I was working. So in doing that, I really had to pay attention to planning. And I know I talk about planning a lot, but I want to discuss it in, this context especially. So when we are working and we are homeschooling and, doing all the other things that we do as mothers, it's really important that we have a plan. And your plan is going to look different than my plan. My plan looks different than the person down the street, etc. But in that, there should be those key pieces that help us to still keep a home, help us to still be committed to the relationships in our lives, help us to be committed to the divine, because that is so, so important. I totally find that when you put God first, family second, career third, everything flows. All of those pieces have to work together. And if they don't work together, it can leave us feeling like we're in chaos. It can leave us feeling like I don't know how to meet all of these tasks that I have to do. So one thing that I think is really important is be on the same page as your partner. If you are a single parent listening to this, I will talk to you in just a moment. But for those of you who have a two-partner household, I really want you to think about whether or not the two of you are on the same page. Being on the same page helps so much. Often what I see is you've got dad that's overworked and he's working the big piece of income. And then mom is picking up either some hours outside the home or are working to run a business. So that's kind of where I'm coming from here. Of course, your dynamics might be very different. Totally understand. Hopefully you will get something from what I'm going to be talking about. So when you're in the space of the majority of the work and then what looks like the minority of the work, but as moms, we are always doing much more than what it appears on the outside because we've got so much going on up here with regards to you know, taking care of our family, making sure our children are in the right space, making sure our own inner work is under control, all of those pieces. So we really want to make sure that mom and dad are communicating. And like, seriously, the best way to do this is to make sure you discuss things regularly. So you might be having some sort of check-in about the state of your union and your home and everything every day. So Eric and I are both working at home. We are both working in the same business sense, but we still have a daily check-in, a daily, this is what I've got coming up. This is what's going to be going on tomorrow. Hey, I've got this challenge, that kind of thing. Because then he knows what I'm going through and I know what he's going through. And that really helps. And in the days that he was working outside of the home many years ago, we still had that regular check-in, because having that check-in helped me to know, oh, wait, he's going to have a stressful day at work today. He's got an annual review. He's got a big story due. He used to be a newspaper reporter. He's got a big story due. He's got to go two counties over, take pictures, research for a story, talk to somebody that's not really friendly, like all of those pieces. And it really helped me to know what was going on in his work life. And it helped him to know, like, hey, they've got gymnastics today. They've got, you know, a big co-op today. They're going to probably not be home in time to start dinner at a regular time. Is there anything I can do to
manage
of everything? When there isn't a parent that's working outside the home and you've got both parents, or one parent that's outside the home and one parent that is homeschooling and parenting full time, it is still important that you have those conversations, but not as critical, because you are in, you know, you're doing that managing piece and you don't have that extra piece on top of that. So hopefully that makes sense with regards to that. So when you're a single parent, it is all on you. You've got all of these pieces that are moving that you've got to sort of sort out how to make them all run congruently so that it doesn't feel like you're running crazy. And, you know, quite frankly, like as a single parent, there are times when you're like, I just don't know how I'm going to do it all. And it's okay to not do it all. It's okay to back up and take a breath. And it's okay to decide, hey, wait, I actually need to focus on this a little bit more right now rather than on this homeschooling piece or rather than on this other piece here. So definitely take time to check in with yourself and make sure that you feel good about the direction that you're going in. If you are super overwhelmed, take a breath. Start with that actual rhythm chart. The actual rhythm chart is so, so important. We're going to talk about that more in the next segment about how we use that to look at some of our other podcasts. But that actual rhythm chart to like lay out what's actually going on is huge when it comes to knowing what you've got going and what you need to cut. And that goes for the single parent as well as, you know, every other parent, every coupled parent, because you really want to make sure you're not doing too much. And frankly, what I find is most of us are. Most of us are trying to take on way more than we should be taking on. So really take time to going to look even nuttier when you get it done on paper. So you want to really be careful with those things. So when it comes to the basics of like working outside the home or inside the home, alongside with homeschooling, you really want to keep those pillars in place. Like I said, I like God first. And so that would mean any connection with gives me that boost that I might need in order to get through those other pieces. Then I would put my family in there second. So that would mean homekeeping, keeping our menu, having our family meeting, homeschooling, and all of the pieces that entails, all that homeschool planning. And then I sneak in the career piece third. So that career piece, again, might be you're working a business outside of your home. It might mean that you're working at the store down the street. It might mean that you had a career that you left in order to homeschool
once. And trans
really important. But when you put that career piece where it belongs, then all of those other pieces seem to flow. And that doesn't mean that you're not going to have days when, hey, you've got to go to a meeting, or, hey, that's got to trump where that healthy boundary is. And it will really help you to like know how to shift family, career. Those things are really super helpful. And then back to that actual rhythm chart, I would grab a blank actual rhythm chart. We have one in our resources section. And really all that the blank one is it's just a grid of the times. And what you're doing is you're going to lay out those pieces that you know are constant, that you know are like always happening. So maybe you're doing shift work and you don't always know what your schedule is going to be, but you know that you're going to lay those pieces out. And then for somebody who does shift work where your schedule might change every week, you're going to have that conversation in a family meeting every week. So make sure that you have that family meeting after you know what your schedule is going to be, so you can lay out your schedule for the week. The schedule is going to be everybody in the house knows, so that everybody knows that how things flow. I also like to put a copy of the schedule up on the fridge so that everybody knows what's going on. And it really helps things to flow faster. Children start, especially once they're reading, they start to get in the habit of chasing you down and looking for things in that regard. So that will be sorted. And we're going to talk about that a little bit more in the next segment, but that piece is so important, piece sorted. And also, like, this is so important when it comes to you working. If you are working your business inside your
Waldorf curriculum, learning
time you need, and whether or not you're into those concepts and
festivals, eating, writing,
functional schedule, my prayers go out to you. I hope that you
the vision of education find anywhere. Our desire is to bring together qualified teachers with families who are yearning a world wall, allowing families the flexibility to follow their passions.